Episode 2, Summer's Canceled. Now what do we do? Here are three things coming up on this episode of Inside the Benefit Companies. Thing 1, getting back to work. Thing 2, our discovery process. And thing 3, COVID-19 canceled summer. What are we going to do for fun? From the home base in Brookfield, Wisconsin, here is our second episode of Inside the Benefit Companies. This podcast will be a look inside how the benefit companies was built and continues to evolve, and how what we do translates to what business owners are dealing with, especially in the first half of 2020. We will introduce you to our team, learn what makes them tick, and how they make the benefit companies work so well. I'm Roger Furstenow, account executive, subject matter expert in personal and business insurance, honorary marketing team member, and networking savant. In my role, I meet with business owners, listen to their stories, tell them our story, and help them solve issues. I am also one of the go-to guinea pigs for testing new technology and marketing programs. And when it comes to connecting people, my I got a guy or I got a gal list is extensive. Chances are, if you need a referral or a connection, I've got one. I joined the benefit companies in 2016. In this episode, we will look at how we're helping our clients get back to work. We will describe our approach when we learn about our prospect. And now that almost every fair, festival, and music event is canceled, we'll attempt to answer, what are we going to do all summer? On the podcast today from our marketing department, meet Stephanie. Stephanie, what can you tell us about your role here?
Hi, Roger. My role here at the benefit companies is to support our teams with the communications technologies and systems to best serve our current and future customers, including this podcast.
Nice. For thing one today, getting back to work, we have invited Katie from our Ben HR company to sit in. Katie is one of our subject matter experts in human resources and focuses most of her time on helping our clients who have hired us to be their human resource department. She's going to talk about some of the areas our clients have requested help in, as well as some of the changes COVID-19 has brought about. Hey, Katie, thanks for stopping by.
Hi, Roger and Stephanie. Thanks for letting me join in on the fun.
So since COVID-19 came on the scene, your work life has been crazy busy. What have our clients been asking us, their HR department, for guidance on regarding getting back to work?
We certainly have been busy with helping our clients navigate COVID-19. Many of our clients have asked us for assistance with understanding the Families First Coronavirus Response Act. We've been providing guidance to our clients in understanding this act, offering the legal required notices that must be posted, informing them what the law means for their employees, and helping to apply and track it. But of course, with HR matters, it's rare for situations to be straightforward. So we also provide ongoing assistance with the administration of the paid sick leave and the extended family medical leave for our case-by-case scenarios to guide the employer in staying fair and consistent. Many clients have also asked us for support in prepping for their employees to safely return to work.
So Katie, there were many adjustments, changes from the Fed and OSHA. What forms, filings, or deadlines have changed that our clients need to comply with?
As mentioned before, the Families First Coronavirus Response Act has a legal poster that is required to be posted in the workplace. In addition, employers should be aware there is a newly revised federal Form I-9 that they should be utilizing. As always, this form must be completed by a new hire before or on their first day of employment, and their identity needs to be verified by the employer within 3 days of hire. The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services has granted a temporary exception to the verification of someone's identity. Section 2 of the I-9 can now be completed, and the presented forms of ID can now be reviewed outside of that 3-day period. This can also be done electronically versus the normal in-person requirement. This exception is valid through July 19, 2020. OSHA and ADA regulations have also been adjusted in regards to reporting COVID cases in the workplace and what you can and cannot ask an employee about their health. However, keep in mind, confidentiality must continue to be maintained and document storage and retention compliance is still mandated. So just a few things to keep up with.
And one of the work orders we get from our HR clients is help with recruiting and staffing. So on our website in the careers tab, we are not only looking for teammates for the benefit companies, but also for our clients. And tell us about that.
Sure. I'm fortunate enough to assist with the recruiting and interviewing efforts for both the benefit companies and many of our clients. We value utilizing many platforms for our recruiting so we can reach as many candidates as possible. Therefore, you will see all the career opportunities BenHR is currently recruiting for when you visit the careers tab on our website.
Thanks for the detail and sharing how we have helped our clients navigate their HR needs. Now, on our last episode, I talked about how our dogs and cats had to adjust to change in their world, with pet parents working from home and now going back to work. You are a pet parent and were one of the team that went to work from home status for a couple of months. It's great to see you back. We talked about Ollie. Tell me, how did Ollie handle you being home and now being gone again?
Yeah, Ollie is a lovable 2-year-old golden retriever who thinks she's a lap dog. She loved having me home and laying on my feet all day. She adjusted well when I returned back to the office, but I like to think she misses me when I'm gone. I certainly miss having my personal foot warmer under my desk.
Thanks for the great info, Katie, and thanks for being the first official guest on the podcast. You are now an answer to a trivia question. We appreciate you.
So to put a bow on BenHR and what they do for our clients, they offer a multitude of services. From just a handbook to becoming a client's HR department, they can do it all. And they are very versatile in that our clients get just what they want or need. Think a la carte ordering for HR tasks. So on to thing two, which is our discovery process. When we first get to know a prospect, we have a couple of goals. We want to learn about them and we want them to learn about us. Seems simple and it can be.
One of the best questions for me goes something like this. So I saw on your LinkedIn profile that you graduated with a degree in English, you started your career in sales, and now you own an IT company. How did you get from there to here? Here's where your prospect will tell their story. And they love to talk about the failures and the wins and what they see in front of them. As they unpack their story, I can find what they are passionate about and if they have any areas that could be more efficient.
And if they are not interested in diving in or sharing, or they are not happy with their current vendors, what do you do then?
Then perhaps a direct ask like, if you could improve one area of your administration of payroll, human resources, benefits, or retirement, what would that be?
Okay, I see. So if there is a pain that you can focus on that, and if not, then what?
I ask how many vendors they have, and I compare that to our services being all under one roof. Then I also suggest that if everything is working perfectly, that's great. When they are ready to upgrade or perform due diligence, we can be an asset to review all of their systems, and I ask permission to do so.
Okay, Roger, I get it. So what if they have an actual need? Say they have an issue with payroll accuracy. How do you proceed then?
I would dig in on that pain point and then suggest a discussion with one of our subject matter experts in the payroll company to determine if we can help.
Okay, so now you said if. So sometimes we can't help?
Most times we can. And from there, we diagnose and show the prospect what a solution might look like. And to be clear, we are a design company, not a software company. We will build to their specifications. We will not hand them a software package that they have to assimilate into. Every solution is unique.
Nice. A unique solution for every unique prospect. It sounds like a marketing tagline.
Agreed. So on to thing three for today. COVID-19 canceled summer. Now what do we do for fun? When I say summer is canceled, I point to the typical street fairs, church festivals, our state and county fairs, and the world's largest music festival, Summerfest. Wisconsinites love to eat, drink, and listen to live music year-round, but summer is typically wall-to-wall activity until 2020. On top of all the cancellations, the standing joke is Wisconsin summers are great. Last year it was on a Tuesday.
Summer is so short, and now all the music and food fests and fairs have been canceled due to COVID-19 and the fear of large groups and confined spaces spreading the virus. Being in a band, how has that impacted you?
couple of ways. Limited places to go to enjoy music and very few places to play. We've seen a shift to private parties and small gatherings outside of Milwaukee County, but it is a drastic change from the norm. I assume it has also impacted dog shows you typically compete in.
It absolutely has. We haven't seen a dog show since March 7th. So the dogs are happily enjoying rolling in the mud and being nice and dirty instead of the sometimes twice weekly baths.
So what do we do this summer? Start by getting out of the house and meeting your neighbors. You'd be surprised how much you have in common. And neighborhood parties are a great start.
Get out of the house and out of the city. In Wisconsin, the surrounding counties have a few less restrictions on gatherings, and the bars, restaurants, and shops are open. Make it a day trip to one of 100 local lakes or parks. Right now, many of the county fairs 30 minutes outside of Milwaukee County are still on the calendar. And yes, spend time with your family.
On the music side, many bars, wineries, and restaurants have outdoor music from solo artists to full bands. Beer gardens are open. The cruise boats on the Milwaukee River in downtown are running. And businesses are doing their own version of Summerfest and State Fair with parties in their parking lots.
And every charity, food bank, school, church, and not-for-profit has taken a hit over the last 3 months. Even if you can't donate resources, consider donating your time and energy to a cause you stand for. Partner with your employer, get creative, and engage your work family in donating time or resources.
Check TravelWisconsin.com or your state's travel website for up-to-date listings of events across your state that may be new to you.
Enjoy it now. Summer rarely lasts as long as you would hope, so don't miss out.
Well, that's all for this episode. Here are three things coming up on our next episode.
In episode 3, Don't Stand So Close to Me. Thing 1, give everyone some space. Being mindful that everyone has a different comfort level regarding personal space since COVID-19 showed up. Thing 2, things certainly have changed. We'll talk about how our current account executives have had to adjust to meet the needs of our clients and prospects. And thing 3, why be normal? We are tired of the phrase, the new normal. Can we coin a new phrase and move on? Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.